Peace in Jammu and Kashmir was the main topic of a rare gathering of high school students from rival countries, India and Pakistan. Indian students helping a Pakistani teenager climb a wall. Pakistanis helping Indians do the same. An unusual sight for the students who come from two countries that are bitter enemies. These students were special guests at a Singapore university which played host to this rare gathering dubbed Initiative for Peace. The week-long educational program was set against the backdrop of fears that nuclear-armed neighbors might go to war over Kashmir. The program brought together some 40 students chosen from several hundred participants from both the countries to work to resolve their differences under one roof.
The point of this gathering is really to get people from both sides of the conflict to come together and to learn about each other, to learn each other's differences, to talk to each other, to really get to understand one another, because we believe that that's really the basis, that there can't be any process toward peace until people understand and respect one another.
And for the students, the Kashmir issue is not just a subject of lively debate where they can get to reverse roles and conduct it with wit and humor.
Personally, I would just love to be able to be with them and to get to know them, because I've only met my cousins once in my entire life, which is really sad because I don't have any other relatives from my mother's side of the family, and they're all in Kashmir, and I've heard so much about Kashmir. I just really love to go there and meet them and be with them.
I don't have any like huge expectations. I don't think we can find a solution to the Kashmir problem like straight in 1 week. But I think so. I come here for a personal reason, to somehow find answers to questions that have remained unanswered, like why did it happen? Why do these people, you know, think so killing is so much more important, even if it's for a freedom movement or for jihad?
And amidst the laughter, everyone is desperate for violence to stop, for peace to finally prevail in the region, and for the healing to begin. Ashima Sharda, ANI.